talked to her office 3 times during legislative session. Not even like a generated email. I said, I'll get back. And they called me in his office and they got
Oh, there it is.
They would never get back to them either.
Call the meeting order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Council has before them the minutes of April 21. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to approve them as written then.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Wasn't here.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Bob will abstain. Entertain a motion for the approval of claims.
I'll make that motion for approval of claims.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple of questions. First off, there was a, I just wanted to know, there was a bill to, give me a second here. Looked for a door or something on a door. You charged $3 a mile to come out from Billings. It was like $240 for that. And it says aluminum door on it. Does anybody know anything about that? Cassidy, do you know anything about the, from Dale Jacks in Billings?
I know that they came by and were working on the door.
Just the front doors and that's all?
Yeah, the entrance, the front door.
Okay. I was just like, maybe that's the only one that can do that. And then I was also looking here, I was trying to find, so on all our Visa accounts, I was looking at the individual things, and you know, there's a lot of stuff off of Amazon and what those accounts are. Some of them are shown here as far as what was bought or purchased, but then some of them are not shown. It doesn't show us. And then some of the things I was wondering, like, why would we buy that? I saw that there were a set of, as a teacher, I know that we have the scissors that cut out in the different patterns and stuff. And why were those ordered for the city hall? Why would we need scissors that cut out in different patterns? And then, and like I said, there's just some things where there's some missing things of why are we buying this and what is it needed for? And I guess when I look at bills, I'm trying to look and see. And those aren't high cost stuff, but you know, it says a poster frame with polished plexiglass, streamlined collection, a thin border frame for wall display. You know, that was one of the things that's on there. And then those scissors that I was telling you about. I guess I would like a little bit more detail as to what we're using that for or why we're spending that money would be the only thing that I would ask.
You want to pull the draft and tell Sure, you can get back.
No, but I would like to. I guess I would like a little bit more details on what is some of that stuff, especially when it looks like it's, like for me, I was just having a hard time figuring out what we would be using some of that stuff for. Of maybe they can write a note on there as to what it was needed for. I just don't think that, and like I said, there probably is a good reason for it. I just don't know what it is. And then there are a few things there, as there's bills on a credit card, but then there's not a copy of the bill of what it's being spent on. And I just think we need to be judicious about what we're spending our money on.
Yep. Any other discussion? can't remember. Did I get a motion?
I think we made the motion already. That was just a discussion there, so.
Okay, any other discussion? Dan?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under presentations of petitions and communications, Ed May wanted to discuss doing sidewalks at St. Mary's Church. He lives way out, springtime. Apparently it's raining out there. So he couldn't get in. I don't know if you have in your packet a list of questions that he had. In your packet, there is a copy of the sidewalk.
Yeah, a copy of the sidewalk, though.
Yeah, a copy of the sidewalk regulation, which is basically doesn't speak to the question.
Where was this?
I saw it in my email packet.
Was it in Cherie's stuff?
Well, since we got him on the agenda, I'm going to read through. He had five questions, and this would just be a chance for me to pick up a little information I can pass on, and you to have a discussion. Mr. May is looking into redoing the sidewalks at St. Mary's Church, which is basically almost a.
Sides.
Yeah, all the way around, maybe even ground to the parsonage. I'm not real sure what the extent of it is, but the first question was, must a concrete contractor be certified and approved for work performed in the city? I think we do require them to be insured.
Bonded and insured.
Insured, yeah. If certification is required, is there a published process for gaining certification? Please confirm that if the work is performed on sidewalks and or curbs, ramp entry from streets to walkways must be installed to ADA standards or not. And I believe it does. If they tear them out and they put them back in, they do have to go back into ADA standards.
So it has to apply to all those.
Because the curbs are deteriorating and sinking in several areas along our property, will the City of Columbus consider partnering with St. Mary's Church to remove the damaged areas and replace with curb and ramps to standard? According to the ordinance, their only options are to pay for it themselves or form an SID, which they're the only property owner. It wouldn't be much to their advantage, I don't think. And I don't know if you've looked at that sidewalk or not, but that might be the best sidewalk in Columbus.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
It's a little better. Basically, he looked based on public works standards specs. Because okay. We adopted those a long time ago.
Okay.
And something that we've done in the past, basically for the actual corner handicap ramps, the city has usually covered that cost. Because our property line goes to stop short of the corner and stop short of the corner here, so any handicap ramp isn't really adjacent to the, you know.
Okay.
Plus it's.
We've done that in the past.
Well, if you want to continue or not, I think we should. As long as they do it according to ADA requirements.
Dennis, do you remember when they redid the sidewalk from the elementary school up to the high school? It was 1994, I think, or 95.
Yeah, somewhere in there, yep.
And did the school pay for that to be put in there? Because they were walking the kids up to the high school lunch at that time, or did they?
It was a grant back then. I can't remember the name of the grant. God dang, what was it? It's changed its name now. It's one that we get for the trails. And
CBDG? Community block, CTEP?
CTEP, Community Transportation Enhancement Program. Yeah, that's what
CTEP.
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
That was also the first part of the trail that we went out to the cemetery was CTEP, the Now it's got a different name. I can't remember what it is. TSA, TSA. Yeah, it was a grant.
Okay, Neil, the last question is there a public standard that dictates when sidewalk repairs must be undertaken? I didn't see that in the regulations, so I don't think there is, because there's some bad sidewalks around town.
Yeah, there was I don't know if it got done. There was supposed to have been a capital improvements. The interstate was doing along with, at the same time they were doing the capital improvements for the parks.
I vaguely remember that.
We've got a plan.
I walked every sidewalk in town and made notes. And
I think we have a plan.
And they had that, so there must have been some kind of plan.
And that's for what? Just for...
Well, it was kind of...
For possible replacement?
Right, for possible replacement that the city could potentially pay for, and then the property owner, adjacent property owner, could pay it back, you know, that kind of a program. I don't know how far it went, where it got. I haven't seen it. That was the whole idea behind that, walking many, many miles.
Okay, we'll move on to officer reports. Chief? Okay. Any questions for Rich?
Just going to make a comment about the program. The dinner the other night was very well. Sorry if some of you didn't enjoy it.
I did.
Thank you.
Sorry, I missed it. Aaron?
Nothing further than what's in my report, Mayor.
Questions for Aaron? Peyton's not here. Ryan?
I don't have anything to add to my report.
Questions for Ryan? And any questions on the clerk's report? Is there any public comment on current agenda items? Any public comment on current agenda items? There's no committee reports. Move on to unfinished business. First item is approval to add an additional police officer position to the police department.
You
got to do a motion first. Okay, do a motion before you have discussion.
I'll make a motion to approve the additional police officer to the police department.
Okay, we have a motion by Cole to approve an additional police officer position for the police department. Is there a second?
We'll second it.
Second by Rick. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, I've met with Aaron a couple times, like last week and Saturday, I think, too, Aaron. Correct. And as he stated in his letter, he said there's... Sarita advised him that there's plenty of money. And maybe there is a fund that has been saved. You know, maybe we got a big $6 million something somewhere. But when we're talking about, and I express this to Aaron, when we're talking about adding a police officer, which is pretty much a forever thing, we better make sure we have revenue coming in through the taxes or whatever to cover that. And so I went back and I looked at my budget stuff from last year. From October, I got a revenue budget report. And then I also had the expenditure report. This is all general fund stuff. So what I found was that, for example, our taxes, real property tax is $1.8 million. Personal property tax, there's net and gross proceeds. We get up to 2.243 for taxes, I guess, which is just like death, they're always there. So that's a very good, solid revenue stream for adding a police officer or having any kind of something that's going to last forever. We also have some alcoholic beverage. These are all iffy things, dog license permits, so on and so forth. We do have a, also included in the revenue budget last year was $130,000 for the grant to the restroom and the HVAC. That's gone for the city hall. That's pretty much gone. We have an entitlement, HB House Bill 124, I think, which started in 2001. I think it's some, we get like $537,000 annually, I believe. I guess it's been since 2001, I'm not sure, but it seems pretty constant as I went back to 2021, it's there, so.
It's an ongoing.
Must be. Who knows when that might end, I guess. So then there's other charges for services, police, I'm not sure what that was, maybe that's tickets and that kind of thing, $38,000. Sale of cemetery lots, I don't know if that should go into the, something for the, another person. Cemetery sexton fees, lot mowing, dog impound fees, swimming pool revenue, court, we had Itchikepi donations. With all that done and minus that $130,000, we're at, and that's including all these miscellaneous things, we're at 2.9 income revenue. Our expenditure budget last year, according to the general fund, and it was 3.158, so it doesn't quite match up. Maybe I'm missing something, but I looked at these really close. So I, without going through the budget, I can't see where we could, if we're $200,000 over between revenue and our expenditure budget, how can we afford another police officer unless I'm missing something? We need to have revenue. If we have some savings account, and those kind of funds that have been left over from general funds, say, if that's what it's all about, I'm not sure what that money is you're talking about. That should be done for, set aside for capital improvements. One-time cost, because you're not going to have that all the time. We need to look strong, real strong, at revenue and make sure we can do it. Right now, I don't know that we can. With the numbers I've got in front of me, I don't see it. I'm not sure why we're in such a hurry when budget's just around the corner, but we could sure look at that then. But, so. That's basically all I got to say. I went through this quite a while. Spent a lot of time looking at this stuff. Right here, there's another one here that tells us our total revenues are 2.6. Total resources is 6.7, so I don't know what that means, but our total annual revenue, 2.7. So and our expenditure budget was 3.1. So I'm not sure. Are we going to cut some of the general fund expenditures that we had earmarked for the last year? Are we going to cut some of that to do what we add a police officer? What are we going to do? It just doesn't match up unless I'm missing something. But you better dang well depend on revenue, a good solid revenue, before you jump into something that's going to be forever.
Is there any other discussion?
Yes, I've been doing a lot of research. I'll start off with saying, you know, I'm just talking to the people in my ward about adding another officer. They want to know how that's going to impact them. And I guess that's my biggest question would be, show me how this is going to affect the budget and how we can afford this. I know you think about just an officer, but it's not just an officer. Bill Krivenos was our sheriff. We had three cars. Our budget was $580,000. I talked to the county commissioners. The county commissioners are in the same county, Stillwater. A little bit about talking about how many deputies we have, and we have 15 deputies. A lot of the people that I talked to in my ward talked about how when they hardly ever see just one person pulling over a vehicle in Columbus, Usually there's two or three officers with those. That's coming from them. I haven't seen that personally, okay? They'll see one vehicle, and then there's not just a police car there. There's a police car and a sheriff's deputy and different things like that. Every member in our community inside of city limits also pays a tax for our sheriff's department also. And I think there should be a relationship with those. But in talking to the county commissioners, they're dealing with budget right now too. The county commissioners have asked every single department to cut their budgets by 10%. Okay, that's including sheriffs, that's including everything. They've cut $50,000 from the city planning group, or city commission, or the group that, what is it? They've cut $50,000 from that. There is a no hire on all of their positions, library and different place like that. They're making cuts to programs, and then, like I said, asking every single department to cut their budgets by 10%. I worry that we're not doing any of that because of the fact that we keep adding more and more to our budgets, and that just scares me. In the regards to the need for six officers in town our size, I talked to a scheduling expert. They said that to cover 7 days, 24 hours a day, that five people can do that on eight-hour shifts. I know that we don't work on eight-hour shifts because that was an issue here a few years ago. There's a lot of studies out there that 12-hour shifts are not good, and one of the reasons for that is the fact that it gives... There's 8 hours of overtime per officer per week, where if you were on 5 8-hour shifts, I don't know that that's a question. And I understand working three on, four off, or three on, three off, is beneficial to our officers and that they like that. It gives them days off that they would have that. But when it comes to scheduling, I was told by this person that you can cover 7 days a week, 24 hours a day with 8 hour shifts and five people, okay? And before we start adding on an officer, I think we need to look at some of the resources that we have and how we can use them. Instead of spending money, I would look at trying to save money. We have a resource officer at the school, and maybe there's a way that we can work something out with the school. I don't know exactly what that agreement looks like with the school, okay? But maybe there's a way that officer, I just think that we need to look for some other avenues for that. And then the last thing, I got some information from the city court. They said that this year is the lowest number of citations at this particular point in the last 10 years. We haven't had any lower, so if crime's going up and we have more arrests, why are we not giving more citations? Ryan, I know that last time, Chief Uecker, you had said that some of those are felonies and they're going to the county. Are we sending a lot of our cases to the county right now? Is that?
I wouldn't see them if we did. Because if they're written in the city court, then they're going to have their initial appearance for the city court judge, and then it's going to get bound over to district court. So how that conveys or how that's tracked into the court reporting system for court is it shows transferred to another agency or court. So I only, basically in city court, because I only deal with misdemeanors, the only cases that I'm going to see are people that plead not guilty to misdemeanors, and they're going to stay here. But the initial appearances on the felonies that are written in directly to city court, those will show as transferred. And then they get bound over to district court.
And then from that part, I only know I contacted a Vanessa up there that works, but I found out, I asked them if their load was getting increasing with number of cases, and she said not at all this year. Okay, and that just makes me wonder whether I just think we need to look into that a lot more. You all know that I'm very conservative, and I want to make sure if we are going to spend money or if we need to spend money, I'm for that. I support our police department. I want you to know that. But I just don't know that at this particular time, if you can show me how we can afford it. Listening to Dennis there, that's what worries me the most also, is how is this going to affect our budget? And not just for this year, but we have to look into future years. you know, and that's an important aspect of that. And some of the stuff that I looked up, and like I said, I spent a lot of time talking to people and also looking up information, is I just think we need to be diligent. You know, we represent the members of our community. And I know that in my ward, I've talked to over 20 people that are worried about the situation of our country right now. You know, we're in unfamiliar ground. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the mine. Our school numbers are steady right now, but we are also pulling in, I think the middle school has 20 out-of-district kids, elementary has over 40 out-of-district kids, and the high school has 25 or 30 out-of-district kids. And that means that our numbers in our community aren't going up. We're stable in the school as far as numbers go, but the population of our town, especially with the uncertainty of the mine and other aspects of that, are in question. I just, right now, at this particular point in time, I don't have enough information. I mean, if I could look at it on paper and see how it's going to affect the budget, I really would like to get citizens involved and find out what their ideas are, just because of the fact that, you know, if we're starting to raise taxes, we've talked about raising the price of, you know, of water and sewer and garbage and all of these other things, and then people are paying more for groceries. A few of the people that I talk to, you know, right now they're strapped. I mean, with all of their bills, and if they get more increase in taxes or things like that, again, especially people on my side of town, they're on fixed incomes. They cannot afford added fees, you know, and that includes taxes as well as other things. I just think that we need to be responsible and make sure that it is something that we need, as Dennis said. And sorry to be long-winded, but I'll stop there.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I did some looking also. So in comparable population-wise to cities of Columbus, Red Lodge has 6 officers, Manhattan has 6 officers, West Yellowstone has 7 plus the chief. So, and they're they're 800 under our population. So the other two were 600 over, and then Red Lodge's 600 over ours, and then Manhattan's right with us.
And there was some question last meeting about the percentage of the budget going to public safety. So I had Cherie and I look at some other places. Colstrip's budget, a quarter of their budget's for law enforcement. This is out of the general fund. Glasgow is similar. They have 44%. Red Lodge is 41%. Havers, 28%. And we're at 25%. So we're not spending any more, any less. We're spending quite a bit less than some of the other ones. But, I mean, we're spending a comparable amount as far as public safety. And I'm curious about this statistician. He says statistician? Strategist? Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? How does he factor in, or how do they factor in the time off and everything with the fire?
That wasn't factored in.
So then it would.
But we have, that's I guess in the past what we've done is we've had 5 reserve officers. I know that we have people that are part-timers that come in
Those part-timers, though, most of them work for the sheriff's office, and if we're cutting our budget 10% and they're not filling our spot to give us full staff, we're going to be in the same situation where we can't cover city shifts because we're trying to scrounge to cover our own so our guys can take time off, too. But I get what you're saying. I'm looking at it. We're, for a town our size, we're one officer less than most places. And we're not spending that much more.
It depends on what time you look at it, I guess.
Do what?
Depends on what time you look at it, yeah.
Well, I just gave those towns
that are right. Comparable.
Call the discussion to order. Please speak one at a time. Cole, are you
no,
done?
I'm good. Okay.
I would like to enter just a couple things since I came into this late.
First of all, we 3 weeks ago, we spent, somebody spent, I don't know, half hours talking about conflict of interest and bias in their, in the Stillwater Conservation Service. And I feel like if you work for the law enforcement in any way, shape, or form, you're going to be biased. So I don't care if you're a sheriff deputy or a reserves deputy or whatever, you're going to be biased. And it's not that hard to manipulate statistics. He can manipulate them, you can manipulate them, doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, can we afford it? Can we afford it? And can we come up, if we can't afford it, I don't care how you break it up, if we can't afford it, we can't do it. That's got to be the way it is. If we can afford it, then let's do it.
Is there any further discussion?
I just like to say, I'm just not sure why we're in such a rush. I mean, we're just on the verge of budgeting, right? And I do not see a way that we can, in the numbers I look at, I'd sure like to see a budget. I'm not against law enforcement. If you need one, I trust your thought that you need another guy, but I don't see it in the numbers. I mean, sure, there's money out there, but I don't think that should be earmarked. I think we should have a revenue stream that covers. That's all I'm done.
We will be beginning the budget process.
Right.
Yeah. If you don't have the money, you won't be able to follow through. You're giving the police department the motion is to approve an additional police officer position for the police department.
For when? For after the budget session? Or if the budget doesn't work out,
It's going to have to be budgeted.
Mayor, can I step in?
Pardon?
Do I get to be a part of this discussion?
I would like you to be a part of the discussion.
So, as far as the budget goes, the reason we're having in such a hurry is because the budget is right around the corner. We've already started discussing the budget. Cherie sat in here 2 weeks ago and said we have the money. Do I know exactly where that money comes from? I do not, okay? I don't think that's my concern to know exactly where the money's coming from. I went to her because she's a hell of a lot smarter than I am. My concern was, do we have it, like Bob said? If she would give me any indication or said, no, we don't, we wouldn't be sitting here right now going back and forth over this thing. We hired Cherie because she knows numbers. Okay? If anybody knows Cherie, she's kind of an outspoken individual. She's not going to sit here three chairs away from me and have everybody talk about, can we afford it if we couldn't afford it? I was dropping her name like dimes last time. She was indicating that we can afford this. Over and over again. I don't know where the money come from. You didn't hire me to do the budget. You wouldn't hire me because I would never put in for that position. Okay? All the other stuff that we talk about, like the other towns and stuff, that's cool. At the end of the day, the people did not vote for you guys to concern yourself with other towns. You know? This is our town. County budget. I don't know. I do know they've added 4 or 5 guys since I've been around here. We've added none. I don't know why they're in their budget prediction. Again, that's not our concern. You talk about the budget going up from 500,000 and 3 cars. Well, bread, milk, and eggs and everything 10 years ago was less money. It doesn't mean we don't buy them anymore. I get people are strapped everywhere, you know. But Cherie said we had the money over and over again. And not only that, it's been 2 weeks. I'm not trying to dog on anybody. But everybody here says they have concerns. How many people want to talk to Cherie besides me? You know, like, I don't know. The town getting smaller? I don't know. Shane said there's still people enrolling in school. I talked to, I can't remember her name from Parks the other day. And she said every town and house is getting sold almost as fast as put on the market. She said there's a couple of them out in the county that are soon, but as far as in town, business is good. I don't know if it is or not. I don't know why she would lie to me. The 12-hour shift, 8-hour shift, we will never work 8-hour shifts here. That is insane. Don't we have 2 days off and do what we do, see what we see, and not have the appropriate time off. The reason we went 12-hour shifts is because all of our officers want to go to 12-hour shifts. They all love to go to 12-hour shifts. If it was up to the patrol guys at the county, they would also be on 12-hour shifts. I just don't know. I don't know what else to say. I've presented you guys the numbers. County, yeah, you might see a couple cars on a traffic stop. Nobody ever said that those guys don't help us, but they got their own stuff to concern themselves with. You know, as far as the tickets being low this year, we have been overrun with calls. We are absolutely overrun with calls. We have no time to sit out there and turn the radar on. We don't even think about that because we are overrun with calls. You know, this town is way less safer than it was 10 years ago. I don't know what else to say to you guys. Like I said, the money's there. Sheree's not going to lie to us on record in a public setting. If you guys don't feel like that the safety is a concern in the town, then vote no. I don't know. I guess I don't know what to tell you.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, just one more thing. Did Sheree leave anything about the budget or where this money is coming from? Where this money is going to be at, because that's what I want to see. Okay? So.
Any further discussion? Ready for the vote? Dannon?
No.
Bob?
No.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Until I see some good numbers regarding revenue, I'm going to vote no.
Rick?
I'm going to vote yes.
3-4, 3 against. Mayor votes yes to break the tie. Next item is approval of a license agreement and release for access to city dump. And
make a motion for approval.
Motion for approval. We've got a motion from Dennis for approval.
I'll second.
Is there a second? Okay. Second by Rick. Is there any discussion?
Just real quick, Tim did send, it might be a little confusing, there's two versions of it. The one that shows red lines are the version, that's the version of the agreement that Tim has accepted the red line at this time.
A couple of them on the table.
And there's only a few small changes to it. The other thing I just wanted to point out is in speaking with Tim, his paragraph 6, we had a little bit of discussion last meeting about the insurance, the occurrence and aggregate limits being having to be increased a little bit to meet our tort claims caps for the city. Unless Tim has something else to add, I don't believe that is financially feasible for him to add. Basically, he would have to probably do $2 million per occurrence because they don't really make that policy, write that policy much for non-government. So I just want to give my 2 cents. I don't think that's a bad outcome. I think he's accepted the small changes that we asked for. The insurance, I understand his the fiscal issue there, trying to get it to match the 750 and 1.5 because we define them a little different in statute, how they're normally defined in policies. So I just want to make sure everybody was looking at the red line edit one, though, because that's the most recent one. And then I expect at some point down the road, Peyton's going to give us maybe a little proposed rule sheet for the rules. It just didn't come in enough time for the council packet for tonight's meeting. But he had some proposed rules that he wanted the folks who had access under the license agreement to follow. So we'll probably have that at a subsequent meeting. But I just want to give you my 2 cents, and if you have any questions about the license agreement. And again, I do think this is a good idea for a stopgap until we get more permanent outcome or solution. So.
Now you threw this up, Tim. Is everybody going to run off of this one?
So far, this will be Tim's, and I don't think he's going to have any heartburn if we kind of copy and paste this and insert other names.
Finally.
Yeah. But we'll do something similar. Yeah. Which is that we'll have to have individual agreements until we can get this access
right.
situation wrapped up.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. Thanks.
Anything to add, Tim?
No.
Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for all your work and your patience. Yeah. On to new business. First item is approval of a special use permit for Columbus Evangelical Church 100 year celebration Heritage Park on July 6th. Is there a motion for approval?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick.
I'll second it.
Who's that, Cole? Second by Cole. Any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next item is a first reading of Ordinance 372-2025, establishing sign permits, fees, restrictions for Granite Peak Park. And this has to wait a week then, right? This is first reading.
Yep.
Okay. Motion to waive first reading. Dennis makes a motion. There's a second by Tim.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, this is the vote for waiving the reading. Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Okay, now we have a motion to pass the ordinance on first reading. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion we pass first reading ordinance 372-2025.
Motion by Cole. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dennis. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. Thank you. Any comments not on the agenda? Any comments not on the agenda? Entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So make that motion.
Motion by Rick is our second.
No.
I'll second.
Second by somebody. Who got it?
Tim.
Tim. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.